Praise the Lord and welcome to the Rhema Word with your host, Baruch the Blessed. And oh, do I have an encouraging word for you today. Praise God, church. We live in unprecedented times. We all, unless we've been living under a rock, are fully aware of what's going on in the world. And more than ever in our life has our faith been tested. Many people's faith been tested. More than ever have we had to learn to lean on Jesus. Learn to trust in Jesus. Praise God. And I just want to read some word today concerning the situation, concerning the natural fears that people tend to have when we don't really know what tomorrow holds. How are we going to provide? How are we going to meet our basic needs? Our basic needs. These questions, these concerns, the Lord Jesus deals with this in Matthew chapter 6. And I don't want to read through the entire thing. I want to just read a few verses. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. How are ye not much better than they? And Jesus continues to teach about the birds and how God cares for the birds, about the lilies, the flowers, the plants, how God cares for the plants. And Jesus says in verse 29, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these, speaking of the beautiful flowers. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or withal shall we be clothed? Jesus says in verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When we seek God, when we seek Jesus first, when we seek with passion our relationship with God, we build that relationship, we maintain and we grow that relationship. When we seek the kingdom of God, when we seek righteousness before God, to please God, to walk with God. The Bible says, the Bible teaches very clearly that God will take care of our basic needs. He'll take care of it in Jesus' name. So regardless of what is happening now, or what may happen tomorrow, or what may happen next year, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But hallelujah, we know who holds tomorrow. And his name is Jesus. And I know he's going to take care of you. And he's going to take care of me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you be blessed. May you be encouraged. And trust, learn to trust even more now than ever, to trust in Jesus. I love you all. God bless you in Jesus' name.